Hey, beautiful. How are you? So, I hope you're not doing anything on the 24th of September because I am inviting you to come to Kabwe for the live recording of the 100th episode of the Africana Woman podcast. Yes, we are almost at a whole 100 episodes, and I honestly could not have got here without you. So, I want you to be there. I want to see you. I want to hug you, to dance with you, sis. It's going to be epic. Like, epic. So to sign up to be one of the 100 celebrants, go to the show notes and find the link. I'm going to say it again. All roads lead to Kumushi Garden in Kabwe on 24th September for the live recording of the 100th episode of Africana Woman podcast. P.S. If you are not in the country, you can still participate. There's no excuse. We are all lighting it up. So you can send us a message, a voice note, a video, or even a question for your favorite guests. Go to the show notes to find out how to submit your contribution. Guys, see you at the party. Bye.
So in the Africana Woman community, we have a saying, which is know your roots, grow your purpose. And I have four questions for you to just wrap up. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first question is, what are you rooted to?
I am rooted to Africa. I'm rooted to Africa, and I'm rooted to femininity and equality for women. Bigly, as you know, Trump would say. Black women in particular.
Great. And then what are your favorite ways to nourish your mind, your body, and your soul?
My mind, I read a lot. I write a lot. I consume a lot of television. I know that doesn't sound like very nourishing, but I do. I consume a lot of television. But it's you know, I need to know what's out there. And I always come away with interesting counter ideas and counter takes on what I've consumed. I love to travel. That's for my spirit. I love to travel. I used to like hiking, but the bones. I love good food. Who doesn't like good food? Particularly Zambian food. I do. I have like every sort of 3 months something sent to me, like a whole suitcase with goodies. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so do you have a weakness that has now become a superpower?
Yes. I am, this is the lawyer side of me. I am very loud and I'm very opinionated and I'm very detail oriented and sometimes, you know, that can be overbearing. But as a head writer, I think someone, you know, as a head writer, you need to take ownership of the show. You need to you know, be the guardian of the show, and you need to understand the DNA and you need to steer the ship. So I think my personality in the end of, you know, lead from the front and not the back has turned out, you know, to be a superpower for me. Yeah.
Okay. And the final question is, what do you know as a certainty?
That I will be making a larger mark still with my stories and that this is only the beginning. That I'm very certain.
Yeah.